There's a Mora de Kliyakar in the Parsha. It's a must-see. Again, taking... People have a hard time with these Parshas, the big day Kuna and the Mishkan, and trying to bring them to life, to bring them to reality, to bring them to our world. They feel so distant to us. And so the Pasuk describes one of the clothing of the Kohen Gadol was the Me'il. It says in the Pasuk, V'asiyas Me'il ha'efod kliot techeles. It was made of techeles. It was a nice color blue. V'ayah pi rosh of the head, besocha, there was a little head, the neck area where the Kohen Gadol's head goes through. U'safa yeh lepiv, and there was a lip that went around it. Saviv ma'aseh oreg was made, it was woven together. Kifi sachra yeh lo yikare, this way it doesn't tear. So Kliyakar says, the inyan of the me'il that's the color techeles is that we know the Gemara in Erechin tells us that the me'il is mechaper in lashon hara, and the idea of techeles is supposed to be it's dome layam, reminds us of the yam, of the color blue of the sea. So by looking at the techeles, we're reminded of the ocean, the sea, the water, and from the yam, from the water, we can learn the lesson, as it says in the pasuk in Iyova, v'omer ad po sava v'lo sosif. The water is commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go here, but not further. To go to the borders, to the beach, but not to go over land. So we learn the discipline of the Yam that listens to the Gzeiras HaMelech. So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the tongue, the lashon, the speech. Also, a chom, a briach, a wall of protection, as the Gemara in Erechin tells us, that we have two chomos to protect ourselves from lashon hara. Acha shel etzim, one of bone, the teeth. The acha shel basa, one of flesh, the lips. And so man should learn when he looks at the me'il, when he looks at the techeles, when he reminds himself of the yam, the water, that the water doesn't flow over, it doesn't flood the land, the walls. It's not poritz gidro, it doesn't breach its fences. And therefore, when a person looks at this, he should realize that he as well should keep his mouth shut. He should not be poritz geder, shouldn't break the breaches in Yisurim. He should be able to have that self-control, as the Yam is told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that self-control and stay within your boundaries. That's the idea of the Me'il looking like the Techeles, looking like the Yam. And that's the same exact idea why the Tzitzis has Techeles as well. Because the Tzitzis is supposed to remind us of all the mitzvahs. Lo sasir acharei neichem, not to follow our eyes, not to look outside the borders. Because Techeles again reminds us of the Yam. That the Maisa Yam, that the creation of the waters of the sea, is not poured together. It rather remains Ba'omid B'gzeres Hashem Yisbarach HaKadosh Baruch, who tells the sea to be the sea, the water to be the water, and it stays that way. It listens to what it's supposed to do. So by looking at the Techeles and the Tzitzis, reminded B'prat to protect yourself Lashon Hara, but B'chlal, all the mitzvahs to learn that self-control. And says the Kliyaka further, and that's not only the explanation of the Techeles, but that's the explanation of the Me'il has a pi rosho besocho, has a mouth on top. And Safa Yelapiv, and there should be a lip around it. That's exactly what it's talking about, keeping the lips sealed. Because a Lashon Hara is supposed to, rather the Lashon, the tongue is supposed to be, Sheyeh pi rosho besocho, like the Pasuk says, Vayeh pi rosho besocho, the tongue should stay in the mouth. It needs to be protected inside the choma, inside the etzem, inside within the bones. And also has to stay inside the walls of the safa, the lips, the basa. We said the kliyakas is the two types of protection of the tongue. There's the teeth, and then there's the lips. The tongue needs to break through both of these chomos, the teeth and the lip. So that's what the pasuk means, Vayah pirosha besocha. The pirosha, the head of the mouth, the tongue, the lashon, stays besocha inside within the etzem. And also the safa, yeah, the lips, the second wall, should be saviv loikareya. Don't tear it open. Don't rip it open. And when a person preserves it, when he preserves it, then he's going to be zocha to kedusha. As the pasuk goes on further to say, V'nishma kolo, his voice is heard. That Vayah al Aaron l'sharis, Aaron was supposed to wear the pamon zav rimon, all these little bells. It's supposed to make sounds. That's supposed to be the tikkun. So what's the tikkun of the sounds? Vayah al Aaron l'sharis v'nishma kolo bevo el hakodesh. when a person speaks davar shiva kedusha, so then that's when it says b'tzeisa lo yomus. Then a person won't die. So to preserve your tongue and to keep it b'fisocha b'lefis rosha b'socha and safa yeb l'fiv. So then when a person protects from lashon hara and he speaks only kodesh, so then you're zocha b'tzeisa lo yomus. And to finish off, says the Chavetz Chaim in Shmir Salashim. It means b'tzeisa lo yomus. It means k'shiagiyaz man yitziyasa min ha'olam. When a person departs from this world, when he leaves this world, so then all his dibur, all his speeches are going to be presented in front of him, like the Gemara tells us, that every single thing you said to your friend, to your spouse, to your children, is all going to be in front of you. For Yomus, the person was able to protect his mouth and only speak davar shiva kedusha. He was able to keep his lashon, pi rosha besocho, and safi yelefiv leikareya. So then a person will be zocha v'leyomus. He will be zocha to the olam ha'emes, olam haba. So Mitzvah Hashem, we should use this opportunity of Parshas Tetzaveh. We always need, these are one of the areas that require constant chizik lashon hara. We all have a taiva for lashon hara. To not speak about people, even good things, because when you speak good about things, the Gemara says you're going to speak bad about things. Person should be mechazek his conversations to concepts, to topics, to divrei Torah, and through this, all of us wish be zocha, v'nishma kol ha'bevo la kodesh l'fnei Hashem mitzei so lo yamos. Have a wonderful Shabbos.